Live from the magical and mystical gardens of Prince Smitty's Castle in downtown Clifton Park, New York. It's the only Macintosh show that isn't broadcast from Canada.
Thank God, Brother Bill.
Yes, it's the Mac and Chat variety show. And of course, it has your host, Sir William. I cannot find my pants again, Susie Jr. And Sir Mark. I like hard lemonade deals.
Yes.
Now, this week's guests include, well, nobody.
Aww.
Well, nobody ever wants to be the guest on this show.
Oh, it's too bad, brother.
Well, we'll have to get over it, won't we, there, brother?
Well, well, well.
Now, sit back, pour a flask of Smitty's Special Mead.
Yeah.
Yes, and tune in to the 18th. Yes, it's the 18th installment, yes. Of pretty much the worst wheel ever to hit the internet airwaves.
Yes, Brother William.
Yeah.
I'll see you in a moment.
Okay.
All right. Episode. I thought it was episode. I thought it was episode 17, brother.
You are mistaken, Brother Mark.
Okay, yes. You can stop the voice now.
Okay, my face is stuck in this position.
Hey, let me say something real quick while I have the microphone. On our website this
it's
week.
It's frozen.
Listen.
My face.
Listen to me.
I need a beer.
On this week's website, listen to me.
What? Yes.
On this week's website, we have a special quick five-question quiz posted.
Wait a second, brother.
Please change your voice.
I can't. My face is
You know, when you do that, your face gets stuck.
All right.
No, then you know what you're going to do. You're going to say, this week, we have this special five-question quiz that you can call up on your internet connection and click on. They're going to have to do that before they download this.
I know, but I want to explain.
So they already did it.
But I know, but
so do you think that maybe if they didn't do it right, say if they just click submit, they already downloaded the thing,
that's
maybe they'll
true.
Go back.
Okay, let me rephrase that. What you just experienced was a
five-question
quiz.
Go. There you go.
What you just experienced was a five-question quiz that will help us get the show better for you. And let me turn up Bill's computer because he has something to say.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Please.
Hey, right. They wanted something different, so we're doing something different.
No, seriously, about this quiz, we got to have you guys fill... Oh, you already filled it out. All right. Don't complain that you had to fill it out because this is helping us.
Man.
We already got a lot of downloads about that, and we know kind of now... We know now what people are looking for. They're looking for more comedy, less seriousness...
and more Japanese sounds.
Exactly.
Right?
But seriously, we are on show 18, Brother William. Can you believe it? 18 shows.
18, yeah. We never thought that it would go past two.
Two. We're doing a whole bunch of different stuff this week.
Yes, tons of different stuff.
No
actually.
No more news.
Rolling no. The news. What are we doing with news now?
Well, you're going to go to the websites like we always have done in the past.
Yep.
And you're going to like kind of comment.
Is that your feet that smells or is it mine?
Oh, God, it's mine.
Oh, lordy.
Really bad.
Lordy, lordy.
Dude, it's the middle of summer. What do you expect?
Holy Well, that's why I've been wearing sandals for crazy
Turn your
sakes.
Fan on a little more. That's
Holy
all.
Holy cow. I got to put one underneath your shoes.
So we're going to take this introduction banter sponsored by GeorgeMasters.com.
We're going to shine it up real nice and we're going to stick it.
Enough. We're going to take this intro banter and roll it into the news. So we're going to have one big section.
We're going to roll with it, baby.
And I'm sure George Masters is going to roll over in his Fox studio because he hates intro banter. Yeah, he hates the intro banter. But seriously, Brother William, what do you think about this mysterious black cloth that keeps on growing?
Well, I've actually went there, and it is getting larger.
Tell me about it.
And larger. And it has enveloped three surrounding counties.
Well, what is the black cloth all about for people who didn't tune in last week?
Apparently, Apple's putting a store in the local mall.
Which mall?
Crossgates.
Crossgates Mall.
And
it's the second biggest mall in the state.
And it's enveloped in secrecy. But it's gotten out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
They've enveloped everything. I mean, you cannot even get anywhere around. There's this gigantic... Actually, it's the largest black cloth... In the whole entire world,
like that
you
artist,
can see it from space.
That artist, Christo, didn't he have something to do with this black
Crisco, cloth? Crisco, I know. And Crisco. I love that when you take fried chicken. in Crisco?
Yeah, whatever. What about,
give me some stone.
Is Taco Bell covered up? Or?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
So, but there's three counties. I mean, the Applebee's is covered up.
Yeah.
The Coco's Motel is covered up.
And that's here in Albany, New York. So for everybody that's listening, there will be an Apple store here. Mm-hmm. We don't know much more. We're kind of, you know, we're learning about it. And please stay tuned for more details.
Yeah.
I also want to, while I'm talking about that, I want to confess my unconditional...
I'm going to try to breathe out of my mouth.
I'd like to profess my unconditional love for Mac OS X and Mac Classic. And
please confess your unconditional love to Dr. Scholes.
You'll like this.
Yeah.
I'd like to publicly apologize to William Soucy for ever doubting him that Mac Classic actually does work, because it works. And my whole life is revolving around OS X, and I can't. I'm a better person for it. If I'm not running,
you know
Classic,
what they say.
What?
That's right.
Okay, great. So much for not using our real names. Hey, what about next week? What do you do next week?
Next week, I'm going on vacation.
Yeah, me too. So there will be what? No show.
No show.
No 19 next week.
You are going where?
Wildwood, New Jersey.
And where am I going to be?
Wildwood, New Jersey.
Where am I going to be?
Macworld, Boston. He's going to be the only one there.
Macworld, Scaticoke. That's right. I'm going to be down in Macworld, New York, folks.
Yes, he is.
And I don't know what I'm going to do down there.
He's
going to
get pelted with Ram chips.
Yes.
You drink up. Drink up, buddy.
I'm actually taking a bus down there with other Apple people.
The magic bus.
Magic bus! Other Mac folks from up here.
Are you taking the new bus?
I'm actually posing as a K-12 education.
Are you taking the PCI bus or the new bus?
Actually, I'm taking the Ram bus.
There's no such thing.
There used to be.
Oh, stop it. Just come on. What are you doing down there?
I'm going to be probably wearing something outrageous and running around with Mac and Chat
CDs,
business
t-shirts,
cards, T-shirts, you name it.
Condoms.
Thongs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But mainly CDs and Mac and Chat T-shirts. And probably some Mac and Chat junk.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you two questions.
You know what? While you're at it, ask me three.
Okay, I have two questions to
begin. Actually only going to be there one day. I'm going to be there,
opening day?
I think I'm going to be there the opening day.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Number one, are you going to be drunk?
No.
Okay. Number two, well...
Until afternoon. I'm going to get there around 11 o'clock.
Okay.
If I make this bus, if not, I'm going to take the train down there, and I'll be really
early. Yeah, just like last time you made the train. Very good.
But I'll be down there around 11 o'clock, and I'm going to meet somebody, and she's going to film my doings.
Question number two.
Yeah.
Will you be signing autographs since
you
are a major radio star now?
Absolutely.
Question number three. Will you be visiting the Mac Show Dead radio show booth?
I'll be drinking at that time.
Okay, so you're not going to visit their booth. The rival radio station of ours.
Is there a rival radio? There's no rival.
Well, they claim to be a rival radio station. they really aren't, but they don't do what we do.
No.
Okay, well that's good. That's
I hope to be wearing probably a big giant foam hat.
Okay, so people will be able. What if Steve Jobs were to approach you? Would he find that very humorous, or would he actually beat you into the ground?
I'm actually taller than Steve Jobs.
Okay, great. I have a quick note here on my sheet. We are reminding prospective advertisers that please don't be scared from Bill. He's harmless. And we do accept advertising on the show. And as a matter of fact, we picked up a brand new advertiser this very day. Would you like to talk about him, or would you like me to talk about him?
I don't know anything about them, but I tell you what.
What?
I've actually spent time on their website in the past 2 weeks.
Okay.
Looking for FireWire drives and whatnot, and because I need to get one for my computer. And
what do you think?
I like them.
Good.
I think they're pretty good.
Well, I'm not even going to do the whole commercial now.
They got decent pricing.
Yep. We got a full commercial for them later, and they're called fwdepot.com. And we have some interesting tidbits about the owner of fwb.com. What is it? fwdepot.com. I keep saying FWB. We'll get onto that later, but we have a new sponsor. These guys are awesome. If you need any fireware drives or devices or cards, check these guys out. And, hey, why don't you hit the next point of interest on our introduction?
The hit counts for this month. What is
it? What are you playing?
I don't know.
Thank you for that.
The hit counts for this month.
On what?
This past month. Past months.
Where?
On our website, themacandchatradio.com.
You gotta spell it out. Macandchatradio.com.
And the hit counts for the site for these past couple months have gone up.
We're doing good, man.
The first month,
February,
was February, and the numbers. I'm not going to read all this, but the number was 3173.
3,000 people the first month.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's actually pretty decent.
What about March?
March, we got 2,000.
I think we didn't have we only did two shows
okay. that month.
That's not bad. What about April?
4,481.
Cool. And May, a tough month.
May was tough because we lost stats because Apple ISP was actually doing some house cleaning. Right, and
this is what it sounded like.
They lost our... Right.
There goes our stats.
They lost our stats from May 2nd to May 21st, but they're trying to recover them.
So Andy and William... Please.
Actually, I talked to Andy
yep.
the other day, and he said this
okay.
about trying to find the stats. So.
Well, Andy and William, I know you're listening. If you can get those stats for us, we'd really appreciate it, because I think that was our best month ever.
Yeah, and that was...
they just disappeared?
It was only 1 week, but it was still 1,746. So you figure that might have been in close to the... Well, you figured multiply that by four, that's...
Could have been well over 5,000, right?
5 million, yeah.
Okay, so what about
June? Last month was June, and the number is 5744.
And we missed a show.
We missed a show that month, and it is our best month yet on record.
So people are listening. They're,
so
they,
May
they're visiting.
June,
they
visiting?
Might not be listening. They're
well,
listening.
They're actually listening because if you look at the kilobytes delivered in that same time frame,
mm-hmm.
it's gone up exponentially.
Okay, so people are listening. So, we implore you to fill out that little, quiz, which you've probably already filled out if you're listening to the show. But
yeah.
that's very important to us, because we want to know what we're doing wrong and what to do better. Like, don't delete phone calls when
yes.
you make them, that kind of stuff.
Yes. Yes.
So, hey, Bill, would you like to start our brand new news format, possibly? Since you have the only internet connection here in the building?
Yeah. Where do you want to go?
I want you to go to MacObserver.com, one of our really good friends.
MacObserver.com. Let's see. Thank goodness to cable
hey,
modems.
By the way, I got a new best friend out there.
ThinkSecret.com. Oh, yeah?
Those guys are pretty cool, too. We've been chit-chatting back and forth. They got a lot of good stuff over there that nobody really seems to know about. So if you're out there listening, ThinkSecret. Is it .com? It should be .com. ThinkSecret.com.
Yeah.
Check them out.
All right. You're going to hear me coughing a lot because I...
And the guy that talked to it, ThinkSecret, is Nick DePlume.
DePlume. Like...
DePlume.
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 DePlume. DePlume.
So call him up over there at ThinkSecret.
DePlume. Hey, boss.
Tell him all your Apple rumors if you have them.
All right, let's go down the line here.
Yes.
At MacObserver.com. there's a new version of MailSmith available. Whatever that is.
I keep moving. Our new news format. What about the cube? Did they mention anything about the cube?
The cube died like last week sometime. Yeah, it's pretty much dead. Apple canceled the cube, if you don't know. And let's see here. Oh, actually, Apple is going to schedule the third quarter earnings conference call the day before Macworld.
Really? Wow. That must be a good sign, because they wouldn't be like,
Right.
Let's announce the most somber results of our history. Yeah. And then I'm Macworld!
Hey! Hey, right. Also, I heard somewhere, I don't know if it's on, it's not a Mac Observer, but they announced... Right.
That's the cube. That's Steve cutting up my cube. Those goddamn cubes!
It's gotta be,
I need food.
It's gotta be like a bittersweet thing for Steve.
But, no more cube! No more cube!
cube must
yeah,
die.
Yeah, he had the next cube. We're done with cubes. Let's move on to the Mac Aquarium.
Let's go with Mac Spheres.
Yes.
We want
and they roll off the
Mac.
Desk.
So,
okay.
Hey, so what else we got?
We had a really cool show last week, I think. That was all you did. That was all your show last week. That was a really good show.
Well, we tried to mix it up a little bit.
Totally unique and different.
Everybody who's listened to the show enjoyed it. They thought it was very funny. And they it's kind of neat to see the progression of quality. Now, we hope that from that point on, you won't hear any differences in quality. You're going to see a consistent quality level that just keeps
getting
better.
Oh, it really sounds good this week.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably the best
quality we've ever done.
All right.
So, actually, some other things about that happened today is that another website announced that Apple will not be doing a webcast of Steve Jobs' keynote.
Really?
Yep.
Get out. From
and
Apple?
Then another one, Apple says, well, yeah, we are.
They have to.
Yeah, they did. So.
There's no way they can't.
I don't know who announced that, but that was like the big thing today. Everybody's like, hey, we're not doing it. So,
hey, who's the special guest on the Mac Show Dead this week? Do you have that in front of you? Is it Fred's friend Johnson?
It's John the Armpit Musician. I don't know what that is.
Interesting. He must use a Mac for some reason on it.
I don't know.
Okay.
And he's going to be. And then there's 16 phone calls to
check Think Secret and see what they got going on over there. Those are my new friends.
Wait, one other thing.
Yes.
I want to just say is that
yes.
They also said that Bare Bones on the Mac Observe says that Bare Bones says Get Info. They really mean Super Get Info. And if you have Mac OS 10. Get that product because that's pretty cool.
Okay, seriously.
I'm going there.
And then, did you hear the report from Mac Central? I think I got it over here on my machine.
I heard that.
They have
Mac NN say?
Yeah, there it is right there. Yeah, and yeah, great.
Oh, you know what, actually?
What?
That one of the biggest Macintosh websites said. They said this.
And what, who would that be?
Thank you, East Bunny.
Oh, no, I have one over here, though. Oh, no, never mind. That was something different.
No, it's more like this.
Okay.
Oh, it's a beep.
Well, what does Think Secret say? Or Nick DePlume's site?
Oh, let's see. Nikki says this. Mac OS 9.2.
Tell me what you say.
Moonlight hits Gold Master, ready for shipping.
Gee, do I have to switch back
only
to
a
Mac
week
OS 10?
No, you're not going to switch back.
I'm going to switch back.
But they've been reporting since March about the development of Mac OS 9.2. Moonlight.
Cold Light. I have official sounds from the Moonlight Party, I think. Here.
What's that?
Here it is right here. Let's see. This is the official release party of Moonlight. No?
No.
Okay. No. Never mind.
Actually, what happened is that one of the...
This is the team that brought you Moonlight. Okay.
All right. So it says it has no new features, but instead fixes bugs in 9.1. And it improves
the big
support.
Features, they changed the Apple logo in the beginning startup sequence to red instead of blue.
Great.
Thanks, Nick.
Actually, the Apple Think 2 rack-mounted servers are ready for Macworld release. Great.
Hey, Nick, where are you getting this info from, buddy?
I don't know.
Is this rack-mounted? What?
Also, Mac OS 10.1 Puma details.
Puma.
That's supposed to be the big deal.
That's the code name for Mac OS 10.1.
Oh, look at this.
What?
It says, with Apple CEO Steve Jobs' previous announcement with Mac OS 10.
Slow down, buddy.
Would be the default Mac operating system this summer. Many of the Mac faithful are hoping that the release of Mac 10.1 update to Mac OS 10, codenamed Puma, at the 2001 Mac Expo in New York later this month. However, a demonstration is likely and will probably be not released until the public, until after Macworld.
So basically everything he said there is like just not going to happen like for like 2 years.
Yeah.
Well, anyway,
And then they had this whole thing about at the request of Apple Computer, we have
they
removed Mac OS 10, blah, 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 blah.
Hey, Nick, don't back down. Keep your stuff up. Or at least send us the links.
This is something interesting that happened a long time ago, but what? The Mac OS 10 users get finance software with Quicken 2002.
I got something over here from MacCentral.com. The Mac Plus has been released, and it's very revolutionary. It has a all-in-one enclosure.
I heard that.
And a floppy disk.
No.
No.
Really?
No, it doesn't, actually. Wow.
You know, it's one website that I've been going to a lot. What? And, you know, I'm not even friends with these guys or anything. I don't even know the people. But, you know, excuse me.
It's thecough.com or...
Yeah, I have, like, an allergy cold thing
I see
going
that.
These
That's
days.
Great.
So, Mac OS X apps.com. Mm-hmm. They seem to be, you know, I like to go into Version Tracker.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And Version Tracker has a lot of great stuff. But these guys are just specializing in Mac OS X. And, you know, these are, it has nothing to do, I don't even know these people, have nothing to promote, but it's a website that I found. It's great. They seem to be on top of everything. They update this site at least once or twice a day. And it's just Mac OS X stuff, and I've been getting a lot of my stuff from there.
Did you see what was going on Mac and N today?
No.
I have it right here, actually. Let me see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I read that. Actually, earlier today, I went on to Mac and N, and at the top of the page, it was this.
So, Mac and N. Good job, guys. But thanks for changing back to the blue screen. We like that.
Yeah.
So is that it for the news? What about the trusty Apple stock ticker? That's going to have to be you because I have no internet connection over here.
The Apple stock
2271 ticker. 2271
or something like that? Actually, Jason Gambini, whatever his name is, has hit a record 14 home runs in the first round of what might be the most fun all-star event in sports.
Great. What is the Apple stock ticker?
Hey, I had to go to ESPN. I want to see who won
this
the home
is not
run
a
derby.
Sports show. This is a Mac show.
Well, if you didn't lose... the commercial, that news thing would have been like right
very
up the
funny,
alley
I know.
There.
Just give me the stock ticker.
The stock ticker right here is Apple closed out
Apple
at 22.70.
I said 22.71.
Plus 0.67 on the day.
Great. Well, they're going up. Actually, all my other stocks
everything
went down.
Else is going up.
You know what would be cool? If we actually work for Apple, we could probably buy Apple stock at a discount. And then I would buy a lot of Apple stock right now. People, go out and buy it. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
it's going to pop.
Right up to 23.
No. Steve's got something up his sleeve for Macworld. I'm trying to tell you people, buy it now while it's cheap.
Listen to Mark.
Trust me.
Trust him.
I'm switching to skit number 3. You got skit number 3 over there?
Oh, yeah.
What is it? It's the commercial from one of our new sponsors. Do you have that over there?
It's a new sponsor commercial, and we just recorded it today.
No, we didn't. We got it from the sponsor themselves.
They sent it to us.
Yes, of course. Don't mislead these
people. Hello, I'm Gary McNamee, founder of the Mac Service Station, and I wanted to tell you a little bit about the Mac Service Station and how you too could be one of the many happy customers to come in and out of our doors. For over 5 years, folks just like you have come into the Mac Service Station for all kinds of Mac alignments, ranging from routine maintenance to fluid rebuilds. Yeah, well, it looks like you're a little bit low on monitor fluid and speaker juice, sir. It also won't pass inspection.
Speaker juice.
With this E key being bald like it is, you can see the wear marks right here. You can feel it.
Yeah,
right there.
Yeah. I thought that speaker juice was a little bit low. I told the old lady. Yeah, that's what I thought. I expected that. What do you think is causing this crashing? What do you think of that?
Well, I'm not sure yet. What we want to do here is a comprehensive program. We want to rotate your RAM. Do a hard drive alignment, which is pretty typical.
I was going
to
do that myself, but...
Just to see if it corrects the problem.
Yeah,
if it fixes it, that's great, you know. But if it's not, you're looking at a possible blown motherboard gasket. And possibly worst case scenario.
No.
I don't want to get into it, but
Worst case, you may have a seizure.
Oh, come on, man. Oh,
I'm sorry.
Not
but happens,
that. Oh, my
happens,
God.
Happens all
not
the time.
Not that. So. My baby.
You can see at the Mac service station, we have a philosophy of making sure your Mac is up and running, and you're a satisfied customer no matter what it takes. We also provide tech support as well as other value-added services to you if you join our new Happy Mac Club. That's right. This provides you with free desktop rebuilds, free RAM, zapping fluid, and trackpad calibration every 3,000 downloads. And listen to what these satisfied customers have to say.
Well, you know what? I love this place. I thought I was pretty good at fixing my own stuff until my Mac couldn't start up for 3 days. I had no idea that my monitor fluid was low. After a complete logic board tune-up and a press distributor plug replacement, I was up and downloading in no time at all.
I had all these weird things happening, you know? Like crashes and like freezes and like bombs and stuff, you know? So, you know, like, I brought my G3 in, and in less than, like, I don't know, it was like 2 days or something, these guys rotated my RAM, lubed my motherboard, and did a full rebuild of my desktop struts. And, needless to say, my computer was, like, running like new, you know what I mean?
So next time, your Mac is acting funny, or you just want to start a preventive maintenance program, bring your Mac into the Mac service station, and you know why PC Magazine said the Mac service station is the only place that you'll fill your monitor fluid with a smile.
Thank you, Mac service station!
Well.
Hey.
Did somebody's machine crash? Yeah, did your machine crash over there, Billy Boy?
Wait, maybe it's just sound jam.
Probably. Don't force quit it because it's just going to freak out on you.
Quit.
Just restart.
All right.
I don't need you for this segment. You can just read.
Go
we
ahead.
Don't have to do
you
the
can
sound.
Give me some sound. Wait, let's do the sound.
Okay, let's see. Here we go. There you go.
Ready?
Yeah. Good job. You rescued it from the brink of disaster.
Yeah.
He's running OS 9, people. You got to expect this kind of stuff to happen.
Well, I'm running OS 9 with a non-existing program anymore, which is Sound Jam.
Hey, Bill, I got the top 9.6 beta 4 reasons why Macworld Expo should be held right here in lovely Clifton Park, New York. You okay over there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Hey, what's the 9.6 reason why?
The 9.6 beta 4 reason why Macworld Expo should be held right here in Clifton Park, New York is because there is plenty of parking in the absolutely awe-inspiring Clifton Park Center Mall. Right across the street.
Are they going to get an Apple store?
No.
Okay. Hey, I got number 8 for you.
Yeah?
Ready? I got 2 words for you.
Hold on. What?
2 words for you. Smitty Light.
That's what I was drinking.
Exactly. What's number 7, brother?
Because Coca was born right here in Clifton Park.
Killer Carbon Cocoa Classic.
That's right.
Number 6.
Crispy's was born in Vermontville.
Don't start. Number 6. Because New York City has killer rats.
It's true.
But we only have killer squirrels.
That's right.
Give me number 5.
Number 5. Because it's very close to Menands, New York, which is one of the top 10 destinations of vacationers worldwide.
That's where we're going to be next week when we have no show.
That's right. We're going to be in Menands. There's what, Las Vegas, Boston.
Cancun.
Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Menands. It's right there.
Hey, number 4. Because if there were no rooms available, you can always sleep on Smitty's 2 couches.
That's Smitty.
So what do you think about that?
Smitty.
What's number 3?
Because our cell phones won't have to be set on roaming.
I hate
while
that.
Attending the
every
show.
Time I like walk out of the house, it starts to roam.
When I was in Vermontville this weekend,
roam.
Constantly. I can't get any of my messages either.
Number 2, because the karaoke in Clifton Park cannot be beat.
That's right.
And what do you got for the number
Thank
1 reason?
You Easter Bunny.
And the number 1 And the number one reason why Macworld Expo should be held right here in lovely Clifton Park, New York, is because you can sit in the same bar stools at TGI Fridays
Monday night
as a host on this show. And we'll even sit on your laps if you buy us beer.
Not tonight. We weren't sitting in bar stools.
No.
Beer.
We're overrun by Macworld conventioneers tonight.
Yeah, there's tons of Manans fans there. Crazy.
Well, you know what, Billy? I'm very excited about skit number five, which isn't really a skit. It's a commercial.
Okay.
And I want you to be serious about this because these guys rock. Okay. I have to take a deep breath. Do you have any like music or?
I'm looking for some.
How
music.
About like the 20th Century Fox?
No.
Why?
That's kind of gay.
Come on, give me something good. These guys deserve it. These guys are our brand new sponsors here at MacAndChatRadio.com. Just waiting on Bill here to get the sounds together. Yep.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You ready?
Yes.
All right.
These guys are waiting. There. Ooh, good job. I like that. Hold on, let me fade it up for a second.
All right! Now do this, baby. You don't care for me. I don't care about that. You got a new food.
Ha! All right. I'll keep it low. We have a new sponsor here at MacAndChatRadio.com. They are known as FWDepot.com. And we welcome our latest and greatest sponsor. They're excellent, which is...
It's FW Depot?
Yes.
So like FW Depot?
It's short for like Firewire Depot.
Oh, okay. And so these, it's not like F...
No.
W Depot?
No.
Okay.
These guys are the de facto Firewire outlet, and they specialize in everything that has a Firewire port on it, including drives, accessories, cards, repeaters, you name it, Billy.
My old girlfriend had a Firewire input.
Exactly. Even more amazing... They have a wonderfully easy-to-navigate website where you can browse thousands of Firewire products, and I want you to load that website right now so we can check out the specials.
I'm going. What's it? FW Depot?
Yes, .com. Another point to remember.
FWDEPOT.
These guys not only do Mac stuff, they do Windows stuff.
Hey,
if
now.
You want.
Who cares?
Hey, what if you have a dull mic?
Hey, wait, they got a cube.
No. Don't tease me.
What is this?
Come on, tell me about the site.
I don't know. Let's see. It looks like you got Firewire Depot,
yep.
And you got it's very simple. You got
all
the stuff you want. You want Firewire PCI. You want Firewire USB PCI. You want 2.5-inch enclosures, 3.5-inch enclosures.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Jeff over there was telling me about
Firewire CDRWs, USB CDRWs.
Jeff was telling me about all the new
I-Link
stuff.
I-Link cables, SCSI converters.
Dude, go to the clearance section and read off some of those things. Jeff said check the clearance page.
USB 4-port hub. Oh, we need one of those.
Exactly. What is that for?
That is for...
Clearance.
Clearance. $16.99.
Really?
Yeah, and you can
That's
get them in different colors.
There
Let's
you
go. Let's look. USB, host link, and it looks like it's a USB... Oh, my God. It looks like you can like transfer things through a USB cable.
Hey, let me tell you something before you continue. This guy, Jeff, over there, do you know anything about this guy?
I heard he worked at McDonald's once.
Not true.
No?
Remember you were saying the other day about Firewire, how hard it is? What'd you say? What was your example?
Well,
you know, you
like,
said Firewire's not so difficult.
Yeah, it's not like rocket science.
Well, this guy Jeff that owns FW Depot,
he
was a rocket scientist for NASA for 16 years.
No.
I swear to God. I talked to him today on the phone. I swear to God. I said, dude, I got to use that on the show. There's no way. He was also,
I did say that, too.
Listen, he was also a PowerBook evangelist for couple of years as well.
Wow.
So he worked for NASA. He was literally a rocket scientist.
So,
this guy
so like,
a rocket
you know, like,
scientist.
There's
William
it's
and
not
Andy.
Brain surgery, and this is not like, it's not like being a rocket scientist. He's a rocket scientist.
He is a rocket scientist.
They're smarter than Andy?
He's got to be smarter than Andy. No offense to Andy, but...
Now, I got to say something, is that
these
guys have, like, enclosures for Firewire drives?
Yes.
For the absolute cheapest prices I've
what
ever
about
seen.
This networking? They have some kind of networking over there? FireNet?
Where is that? Let me
you
see.
You can do, like, networking with Firewire. Can you imagine that?
No.
No more Ethernet, no more airport. Straight Firewire networking. Hey,
wait,
get that,
you can contact them via ICQ.
Yes. That's how I got a hold of Jeff in the first place. Hey, get that fire song playing again.
Burning ring of fire.
Never mind. Okay. Hey, let me finish this commercial. After all of that, did you say you needed a new FireWire-based microwave oven?
I do.
They don't have those yet.
Damn it.
But I'm sure Jeff is working on it.
New products coming soon. I want to click on the new products coming soon.
Tell me about it.
All right, we have the FireWire Cat Box Cleaner.
Yes.
Coming soon.
And Jeff is working on all this himself because he's a former rocket scientist.
All right, and the FireWire Remote Car Starter.
Yes.
Which is coming soon.
Now, these are all rumored products.
They may not exist.
He's working on them.
And look at here.
What?
Oh, this is going to solve a lot of my problems.
What's that?
FireWire Shaver.
Really?
Yeah, because I always shave in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be great. I can shave at my desk. Just plug in my FireWire and use my razor.
What about the FireWire tap checker for your kegulator in the kitchen?
Oh, that's going to be good too.
Yep.
And the FireWire propane stove meter, which will be very exciting.
So you can be like in the next cabin and figure out how much propane is left.
Is the next thing.
So anyway, these are all...
What's this FireWire...
All right, calm down.
Vibrator.
Calm down. These are all rumors, of course, but, you know, if anybody can do it, I think Jeff would probably be the best person to do it, huh?
Yeah, I think
we need to have an Ask Jeff column, I think, from now on.
We could.
Like
I don't
the
know
crab,
if he would really
crab
care.
Nebula questions? Hey, anyway, check out fwdepot.com for the best in FireWire gear, Billy Boy. What do you think about that?
I like it. I like these guys. These guys are
good website. This guy knows what he's talking about. He's straight to the point. You want to call over there, ask for Jeff. Just ask for the rocket scientist himself. He'll probably be out in the back hooking up some kind of concoction.
Probably blown up.
Talk to him. See what you can see. And we need to move on to the old help zone. What do you got for that?
Help zone.
Yes. We're going to Bermuda to learn about the Mach-Mon.
You're the man!
That's right.
Help zone.
You first.
This one comes all the way from Florida, New York.
Florida, New York?
Do you know where that is?
There's no such place.
Yes, there is.
Really?
It's just outside of Amsterdam, actually.
Okay, I guess. Go ahead. What about it? Don't drink out of the pitcher like that.
Why?
Because I got to drink out of that.
I'm thirsty.
We need a beer sponsor.
Oh, someday.
Smitty
Light's fine, but...
Code words. We need a beer sponsor if you're listening out there. And you know who you are.
We lost Cupertino Lake because they went out of business.
Yep. And Smitty's moving away.
So anybody who has beer...
If you own a brewery, if you know somebody who owns a brewery, I think you know who you are.
Beer.
Give me an email out there, beer people. What's your question?
From Florida, New York. And this one says, I hate... the way Mac OS X displays Finder windows, all in one window. I like the clutter I had back in Mac OS 9. Is there any way to get this back?
Yes. Switch to... Go ahead.
You know, my sound doesn't work.
Great.
Where's my sound?
Switch to OS 10, buddy.
Oh, where's my sound?
Come on.
No,
what's
I
your question?
Find my sound.
Forget These poor it. People are sitting here. They want more content.
Have you lost your freaking mind?
Okay. Sure. Our good old friends at Apples have thought of that
at
for
Apples?
You. Apples?
Are they near Microsoft's?
Right. That's how my mom talks. Like, you're going to go down to Taco Bell's? Go down to Price Choppers? Hey, you're working at Apples, huh? Go grab me a Coca-Cola's.
Go ahead.
So she's a little short Italian woman. What do you want to do? So our good friends at Apples, right? You know, they thought of that for you. If you notice, right on the right side, you know, of the finders,
yeah.
You know, the windows there and the finders, right? So there's a pill-shaped buttons, right? Okay. Now, if you go over there, okay, say you're not in the Apples menus, right?
What if you're in Brooklyn?
So you just click on that, right? The little pill button thing, you know, right? So what are you looking at? Huh?
Nothing.
Wait, am I funny? Am I a clown?
No.
Wait, you think this is funny?
No.
For Christ's sakes, I get my mom in here. Jesus. All right, listen.
Yes.
Apples have thought of it for you. You'll notice it on the right side of the windows, right, in the finders, okay? There's a pill button shaped thing, right?
Is that the sound it makes when you push it?
No, I think it does this. Right.
Okay.
There's a pill-shaped pill-shaped button, and it's see-through. And if you click on it, right? Okay. And you'll be in multiple windows mode.
We're not
or like
to
we call, specific. Like we like to call it, shut your freaking face mode. All right. Just like OS 9. So you can take your button, shove it straight up your ass, and shut your freaking face, and you have clutter all over your goddamn desktop. Now get out of my face, you piece of crap. I'm going down to Taco Bell's.
Okay, can I do my question now, sir?
Yeah, you can.
All right, I have a question from Boonies Corner, Louisiana. Do you know where that is? Boonies Corner, Louisiana.
Louisiana?
Yes. We have a question from Boonies Corner, Louisiana. If Bill will ever let me get to it.
Mm-hmm.
We're all wondering down here in the bayou if we're ever going to get a shipment of those cube things down here. Well, my answer
is
this.
I like beer.
Good question. Obviously, you live under a rock and don't pay attention to the news very well. Apple has officially abandoned the cube project, and all remaining cubes have been disposed of in a landfill in Utah.
U2's, hey, listen. They abandoned the cube project. They buried it.
Listen,
with the fishes. It's in the fishes, okay?
Hey.
Sleeping with the fishes.
If you want a cube, you should be sent to Mars. If you want a cube, you've been better off lighting that cash on fire and smoking it. How's that? Hey, Bill, move us on to skit number 7. Show number 18, the big show. Oh, we have Ramjet. Our good friends over at Ramjet.
It's so hard to get through this cursed. I really get that.
Wait, here it comes. All right, Ramjet.
Hey, do we still have the beer drinking game going on? The Mac and Chat Radio drinking game?
we had it last week.
They should drink whenever they hear the Ramjet sound.
All right.
How's that? That's 10 points.
That's 10 points.
That's 10 drinks.
That's 2 drinks.
Okay.
Ramjet,
why don't you
actually
do it? You do it. I'm sick.
Ramjet features high quality, which will make your Macintosh scream with delight. And they have competitive pricing for not only the Mac machines, but also the new 401 garbage truck, which is a very exciting product. Aaron Buckley from Ramjet.com.
Our dude
is the man on the scene at Ramjet. And he has pimped out all of our machines, from our PowerBook G4 to our Mac TV to our Newton.
We're going to have to call them and figure out why they named themselves Ramjet.
Who knows?
I got to know.
All right. And they also have a great, easy-to-use website. I go there all the time.
To find Ram?
No.
Yeah, this is President Clinton.
Yeah.
I'm looking for Ram. You guys got any Ram down there? We're coming from Air Force One, and we're just about out of Ram up here.
We need some interns. You guys got some Ram, some interns?
You guys got any Monica Lewinsky Ram down there?
And they have an easy-to-use website. When I look for Ram to find out, you know, how much Ram can this machine
get? I've fallen, and I can't get up!
I go to ramjet.com.
Yeah.
Because they have got an easy-to-navigate website. It's when you go there initially, boom, it's like a Mac-specific website. Although they sell that PC Ram, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And tell them that Goose and Mav sent you.
And if you listen to the early shows, you'll understand that.
Yeah.
We don't do that nonsense anymore.
Mav, we're not doing this anymore, right?
No, we're not. We're doing
over.
We're doing president.
Over. 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 I'm going down, Mav.
We're doing President Clinton, or former President Clinton from Air Force One now. That's the new sound that we're doing, actually.
Okay.
Tell them Goose and Maverick sent you. These guys got the best memory, and you know what? I have to really go to the potty.
Oh, boy.
Hold on, I'll be right back.
Who's going to hate this?
Welcome to this week's
Jogging. All
right.
Not only does George Masters hate this, but my girlfriend hates this, too.
Timmy, to do. Timmy, come sit on my lap. Ow.
That's right. So this week's Jargon Watch, Ed.
Yes.
Who has drank too much again tonight.
Most correct. Oh, great genius one, sir. Yes.
And how many beers did you have tonight?
37.
When did you get here?
Oh, 7 o'clock.
Hmm.
You?
It's 10 o'clock now.
Yes.
That's 7, 8,
9. I was in
That's
Mexico.
That's 3 hours. That's 10 beers an hour, Ed.
Sir, you are correct. Star Search, yes.
All right.
Hey, sir.
Yes.
I was chit-chatting with your girlfriend. And she's not your girlfriend anymore. Yeah.
Right. All right, Ed.
Just call me Ed Sachs. Yes. All right.
This week's Jargon Watch, Ed, is another Saka. Jargon Watch X term because we're still doing OS X jargon.
Call me Ed Sackamillion. Yes.
Right.
Sackamillion.
This one is
go.
Go. The term is go.
Go to the potty. Yeah.
Go.
You
go.
Are correct, sir.
Ed, go.
Britney Spears.
Go. Yes.
NASCAR.
Yes. He doesn't get it.
Yes. Go to NASCAR to see Britney Spears. Yes.
All right.
Cute little body.
You all are right, correct, Ed. Sir. Go is a menu in OS X.
Yes, Johnny.
It's between the view and the Windows menu.
Doc Severinsen is my mentor. Yes.
Right. It is used to go to get you. I didn't spell that right.
Correct.
It's used to get you from one place to another quickly.
Coco's Motel. Correct.
Either to your computer.
I've been there numerous times.
Your iDisk.
Yes.
Your favorites, applications, or even recent folders.
Sir?
The Go menu gets you there.
You are correct.
Because you can go there.
Yes, go.
Get it? Like,
go to Mexico and
go
hit on the little chickies.
Right.
Yes. Ah.
The Go menu is also used to connect to
what
servers
wife?
On your network. So there's no chooser anymore, Ed. There's the Go
Choosy
menu.
Host choose GIF. Yes. Ah.
Yes. So instead of using the chooser or the network browser, you use the Go menu command.
Go to my pants. Yes.
And from there, you use connect to server.
Sir, cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha. Hold. Yes.
Thank you. Now, as we do every
I am drunk, sir. Yes.
You are very drunk.
You are correct, sir.
To use the jargon this week correctly.
Dragon.
You want to read this, Ed?
Puff the magic dragon, sir, yes. Hey, sir. Yes.
You want to read this?
Yes, I would like to, sir.
Do you want to read it today?
Here I go, yes.
Okay.
I'm going.
Okay, Ed. Go, Ed. Go.
Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea, sir, and my computer is scanning for a Norton file saver. Yow. Hope that doesn't screw up the show, yes. Yow. We're still on. Sir.
Are you going to read it or?
Norton, Norton. Horton, Horton. Yes, you are the winner.
Go on.
You are Star Search winner. Correct, sir.
Burn!
Yes. My ass burns, sir. Once
All right,
again.
How to correctly use jargon. In order to connect to the server, just use the Go menu and select connect to server.
Just call me Scoot.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Now, how to incorrectly use it, Ed.
Don't do it under any circumstance, sir.
How to incorrectly use Go.
Don't.
In reference to the Go menu in OS X is this,
Hit
Ed.
Hit me with your bad self, sir. Yes. Star Search.
Ed.
Correct. Donna Summer. Yes.
Ed.
Go for it, sir. You. Hey, you. Why don't you go to hell, buddy? Hell.
That's how you incorrectly use
sir.
It.
George Masters, yes.
Yes.
Go ahead, sir. Hit me with the Georgie. Master! Yes. Master! I am going to go puke on myself. Yes. Sir, DJ sir, I'm going now. And sir, let me tell you one thing. Keep your feet planted in the ceiling and keep drinking up into the stars. Correct, sir. You are my hero. Great one.
I want my $2!
Correct, sir.
That's another beautiful Jargon Watch.
Yes.
Again, it still sticks around after all these weeks and all the changes. Steve Wozniak book is still not that interesting.
Hi, I'm Steve Wozniak. I'm the Apple Mac and Chat Radio Show.
I wonder what Steve Wozniak actually sounds like. I've never actually heard him talk.
Steve Wozniak?
Yeah.
He sounds like this. Hi, I'm...
Hey, mama, sir, the way you move, gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
Speaking about the Steve Wozniak, what do we have here in the studio?
Mm.
I'm sure he had something to do with.
The eyebrider?
No. Something else.
depends.
Is it my turn to do the commercial or is it still yours? We need some music for
Start the game already.
I hate to keep doing commercials.
Start the game already.
We have Start. We have all these cool commercials, all these cool products, and we got to do commercials for them to pay the bills.
Mac Aquarium. Like a child.
Mac Aquarium. Okay, MacAquarium.com. These guys are easily the coolest toy that we have here in the studio. Are you okay over there? MacAquarium.com.
That's very funny.
Hey, I want to thank Carl.
That was funny.
Listen to me. I want to thank Carl over at MacAquarium.com. What does that have to do with Mac Aquarium?
I have no freaking fish sounds.
Fish heads. That's our theme
music. We do
that
every week?
Yeah, we do Mac.
Oh, for Christ's sakes.
How about Beyond the Sea? Bobby Darin, you got that?
All right, I got it.
Oh, when the shark bites. That's a fish sound. You know?
I have a song by...
We should do that in karaoke.
How about Hootie and the Blowfish?
Okay, that's good. I'm sure Carl wouldn't mind. Thanks to Carl over at MacAquarium.com for donating this cool Mac Aquarium that is now a fixture in this very studio.
Yeah.
What you can do is turn a classic Macintosh into a working fish tank. These things are truly amazing, and they give you everything you need to get started, including Bill. Bill? Bill.
Oh, sorry.
What do they give?
They give you a heavy-duty acrylic tank. And an undergravel filter.
Okay. Go ahead. I know it's hard.
And they give us charcoal filter. An air dispersion filter.
Can I break in for a second?
Yes.
I just noticed this week Carl never got back to us.
Freaking Carl. What the hell is wrong with you?
No, seriously. Come on.
Air dispersion filter.
Yes.
A long-lasting, heavy-duty air pump.
Dude, we're not kidding. These things all come in the box. You can have a fish tank.
Oh, this is stuff that comes in the box?
Yes.
You don't have to buy these separately?
No.
Oh.
It's, you pull it out of the box and turn it on.
Even silicone tubing?
Tubing.
That comes with
yes.
it?
Yes.
All right, what about the gravel that's in there?
The colored gravel. We have red in ours.
That comes with it?
Yes. We're going to get it on... why aren't we getting on the fish
can? What about
can?
The thermometer that you bought?
We didn't buy a thermometer. It came in the box.
Really?
What about our fish cam?
I do like the tank light, though, that you bought.
I didn't buy it. It was in the box.
It came with it?
I'm telling you.
Well, the fishnet was really...
I thought the fishnet... I got in trouble for that because my girlfriend thought I was actually at a strip club. But no, the fishnet was enclosed in the box.
It came with it.
I don't know why they were...
What about the instructions on how to modify your Jeep Cherokee?
Well, I made those up.
Oh.
I made those up. But
what about the one that you can modify your own couch into a sailboat?
I made that up, too.
So they didn't come in the box?
Those did not come in the box.
All right. What about the naked pictures of the...
Those came in the box.
I do like those. Can I take those home now?
Yes.
I like
the Little Mermaid pictures.
The naked bass pictures?
Yes. Oh. Those are in there.
Nothing better than naked bass.
Let me tell you one more thing before you ruin this commercial. They have a few different models available, including an awesome new iMac version.
Sandy and Jules.
Check out the site at MacAquarium.com for ordering information.
Are they affiliated with Mac Terrarium?
They're a side project, but I have one more important thing to tell you, Mr. Susie.
What?
I learned tonight, I don't know if this is public knowledge, but I'm going to say it anyway. If you happen to have old Macintoshes, like a Mac Classic or an iMac shell or something you want to get rid of.
What about like a Power Computing 120 that's sitting on the floor?
No, it's got to be clear. It's got to have a monitor built into it. If you have one of these devices, contact Mac Aquarium.
What about a 5300?
No. They'll buy it from you. I'm pretty sure they will. They said they'd buy ours. So... If you have a shell.
Yeah.
And,
what if I have a turtle?
I don't know.
He died?
I guess.
But I still have his shell?
Do you want to play my phony phone call now? Because I got to really go to the bathroom.
Well, wait a second.
What?
Wait a second. What? I want to...
We're at 54 minutes there, buddy. He's unplugged himself from the show. Just wondering why.
I'm just going to yell.
He's dinking around as usual.
Hold on.
There he goes.
Hello.
Yes, there you are.
Alright, I'm in here.
There you are. Thank you.
Okay. So, this week was Mark's very first...
Can you please turn that music off? It's so ridiculous. It has nothing to do with the Mac Aquarium whatsoever.
I did a search for fish.
We have to make a... we need somebody... Hey, I got an idea. I have an idea.
We already asked George Masters.
No. I got a better one.
And George Carlin.
Listen. What? If anybody out there...
No.
If anybody out there knows anybody that does jingles for a living, tell them to call us because we want a whole bunch of jingles written.
What about jingle bells?
Jingles for MacAquarium.com. We need one. Like MacAquarium.com.
You know what's funny?
.com. MacAquarium.com.
You know,
like that
just,
kind of stuff.
I had this really weird dream. It was strange.
Is this dirty?
No. It was me and you.
And George Masters. Uh-huh.
And we were... I don't know, old.
Oh.
It's
okay.
It's very strange. It's like...
I wish I had that. I wish I could hear that.
It was really weird. It's like we went to the first spot, you know, when we were kids.
Yeah.
That park behind
your house.
You had
that dream last week.
I did.
Or the week before, actually.
Yeah. And we were just little kids, and it was really strange.
Well, this here's where we first started talking about computers,
Mark.
Mark, yeah.
That's right, Billy. This is where we all started, and this is where we met. Man, we did how many of those stupid radio shows have we done now?
Four?
No, we've done a lot more than that. We've been doing this thing for 20 years. For God, tootin', and your girlfriend still calling your stupid cell phone.
Oh, gosh, ever since I got that neural link, she's always beeping me. I piddled. Hold on.
You need a diaper?
Yeah.
I got one here, right here. Here's a diaper.
Okay. So, you're getting that G30?
No, I got the new G31. Those things kick ass.
Fiddlesticks, that's a bunch of bull. There's no 31.
I looked on. You got me again.
You freaking liar.
Hey, I think I gotta get going. The old lady's calling me now for dinner.
Your diaper's too tight. Jesus Christ, what the hell? Why don't you eat some food, you skinny...
Hey, those damn kids of mine, you know it's Easter, and I gotta rush home and fill their Easter baskets.
Oh, Christ's sakes, Greg.
Thank you, Easter Bunny! See you later, Billy!
I pooped, y'all.
Oh, here's a diaper, you old bastard.
Poop pants again. Where's my Viagra?
Yeah, this is Country Bulbadale.
Yee-hoo!
We want you to come down and listen to our show every Tuesday afternoon. We get that sucker up there.
That's right.
So I want you to come over to MacAndChatRadio.com and listen to our big show.
That's
Thanks
right.
for listening,
Thank
Easter Bunny.
You, Easter Bunny.
Please register your copy of Audio Quarter.
Well, somebody please register that goddamn program.
Sales counselor, press 2.
I'd like to speak to a sales counselor.
For television, press 1. For DVD, satellite, and VCRs, press 2. For home audio, press 3. For camcorders, digital cameras, and 35mm, press 4. For cellular phones and wireless products, press 5. For computers and home office products, press 6. For music, please hold.
This is our second phony phone call of the evening. We ruined our first one. Sorry, Bill.
Circuit City Computers.
Yes, hi. This is Joe from the MacTerrarium.com. Do you guys have any Mac Cubes in stock?
Mac Cubes? Actually, we do.
Okay. What are you looking for to get rid of them all? Because we'd like to turn them into Mac Terrariums. That's one of our new products.
What are you trying to turn them into?
Mac terrariums. What we do is we gut them out, and then we basically turn them into terrariums.
Terrariums?
terrarium, you know, like with, we're actually looking to put, we're looking for some kind of a device to hold the Mac iguana. It's a very rare lizard, and these things basically are very, very rare. We need to store these somewhere, so we'd like to, these Mac terrarium, or these Mac cubes, I'm sorry, are very perfect size for this. So what we'd like to do is basically, I hear that Apple discontinued these things because they were pretty much, you know, junk. So we'd like to take these and, you know, we need something 9x9, pretty much. And this cube thing, pretty much, is what we're looking for. So we need some prices, and we'd like to get rid of, you know, get this thing going here.
Well, the other thing with that is that we sell those G4 cubes for $15.99.
Oh, okay. So you don't want to get rid of them for, you know, 10 or 20 bucks or so? Or
no, we don't.
Cut you in the profits? I mean, we can sell these things for $300-$400 a pop. I mean,
no.
Are those things see-through? Because the, you know, the Mac,
yeah.
Are they see-through? Because the Mac iguana, they need a lot of light.
Yeah, they are see-through.
They are see-through. The cube is see-through.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you guys gut the machines if we brought them there? Would you take all the, you know, the computer garbage out and throw it away for us and just give us the cube parts?
I guess we could do that for you, but why would you want to ruin a perfectly good computer?
Well, because the Mac iguana probably wouldn't fit in there with all the computer parts. I don't, you know, we don't need that.
Is, you would have to spend $1,600 on every cube, then. Would you make a profit off of something like that?
Well, if you guys gave them, you know, if you gave it to us pretty cheap, I mean, if we could work out some kind of, you know, backdoor deal, you know, pretty much. I mean, they're going to be discontinued anyway, right? I mean...
About
okay,
that.
What about if we maybe fill them with water and put the scully fish in there, because that's also another rare species. I mean, these things can fetch about $400 or $500 on the internet. I don't know if you've seen our site, but we're, like, pretty hot. MacTerrarium.com.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of a big, big thing, I mean.
Well, actually, what I can do is transfer you over to customer service.
Okay.
And,
Is that Phil Schiller? Because I used to know him. He used to work there.
Who is
that? Phil Schiller. He used to be a customer service rep, and... He sold me a Mac TV, God, like years ago when you guys first opened. He said he works in customer service.
I am weak. Please don't kill me.
Is Abbey Television working tonight, or?
Who?
Abbey Television?
No.
Oh, okay. So we really can't do something with this, you know, this deal here?
No.
I mean, I'll cut you in. I mean, I'll give you one free if you want. I mean, you don't even know how rare these Mac iguanas are. I mean, do you know, like, in the first issue of the Macintosh computer, you used to be able to, like, see the Mac iguana hidden in the system software?
What's that?
In the Finder, you can actually see the Mac iguana. They have it, like, hidden, like an Easter egg type of thing. You could probably go over to a Mac Cube right now and find that out if you just hold down Option and go up to About This Computer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's so you don't want to get rid of these cubes.
I am weak.
Okay.
Please don't kill me.
Man, I wish we could work something out here.
What I can do is transfer you to customer service, and maybe they can help.
I don't think so.
Okay, is that going to be on hold all night? Because I can call like Caldor or something. I think they have more there. I think, I don't know where these things are sold. Okay. Do you know anything about an Apple store going in over there? Or?
No.
Okay, because we really got to get a whole. Like crap load of these things because, you know, people are asking about them and we kind of advertised them before we made the things. And
I'm sorry, I can't do anything about it.
Okay, I guess you can't help me then.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Hey, I would cut you in. $10 per unit? Cut you in the gross, or?
Can't do anything about it.
Okay.
That's great.
All right, well, you want to buy an iguana from me? Because we have a whole bunch. We can't put in it. We don't have anything to put them in now, I guess.
Lots of iguanas.
Okay, well, maybe we'll go out for a drink sometime, me and you. Okay.
Okay.
Please register your
goodbye.
Perhaps
you better
stop
from the beginning.
Stop. Stop, Bill. Stop.
Stop what?
Stop whatever you're doing over there.
Oh, it's on repeat.
Yeah, great. Lovely.
Wait, I want to do this. I want to just play this part.
Okay.
Please register your copy of Audio Quarter.
Great. That's great. I'm sure the cops are on their
way.
Wait.
Please register your copy
think
of Audio Quarter.
Hey,
we're doing our show on demo software.
No, just that part.
Yeah, we're doing that part of the show on demo software. You know, every other software, like our sound...
Shit. What'd I tell you about using demo software?
Damn it.
Good job, buddy.
I got something for them.
What?
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, I got something for all that. I think.
That's great.
Ice cream for everybody. Anyway, seriously, what about this Griffin technology I keep hearing so much about?
What do you think about them, Big Brother? Anything? Do you have any thoughts on them?
Thanks to the guys at Griffin Technology for tricking out our... Tricking us out.
Trick-or-treating us out with some cool audio gear that helps us produce this very show, including the iMic adapter, the NE mic adapter. And Griffin Technology makes a wide range of serial, audio, ADB, video compatibility products, and toasters, and blenders for the Mac market. And these things allow almost any computer peripheral to be connected to your Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Check them out at www.griffintechnology.com and tell them that Smitty sent you. What do you think about that?
I think it's great.
How come we don't do a funny Griffin commercial? We do funny commercials for everybody else.
Nothing's really funny about Griffin. I mean, these guys are very serious. This stuff just works.
Yeah. How about we tell Griffin to change their name so we can have some fun with them?
Occasionally we forget the name of the damn products, but...
iMic.
The i thing?
E-I-Mic. E-I-E-I-Mic. And along came a mic and it helped us record the show. E-I-E-I-Mic.
That pretty much sucked.
Dude.
But you're on your own.
How are we going from commercial to commercial? We need something in between here. You got Bruce on the line? You want to skip to Bruce? Or it doesn't matter because we have commercials on either end. So.
Well, I just want to congratulate you on your first phony call.
Thank you.
Phone call.
Phony call. Thank
but,
you.
But
how about letting the cat out?
Screw the cat. He was here visiting me.
Okay.
He's fine.
Very good.
He's not going to do anything.
So we got, what about these... We'll do one more commercial. Next week, we won't have so many commercials. We're going to fit a lot more content in. Hey, that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for Apple ISP.
I can't help it.
What do you know about William, Andy, and Pedro over at appleisp.com? Tell me what you know about them.
I know that they're very, very neat.
Yes. Okay, moving right along. Thank you. No, just kidding. Apple ISP, man. These guys, they've saved our butt so many times. It's unbelievable. They give us web space. They give us dial-up internet access. They build programs for us. They give us house music all night long. House music all night long. They have security and reliability over there. And they host all your sites on one of the new G4 Macintosh servers. And they're maintained by the finest Apple techs they could find south of the border.
Yeah.
What do you know about that?
Well, the thing about that is that AOL still sucks.
Yes.
Yep.
How much money is it going to cost me to get my site hosted over there?
It's going
to
be $19.99 a month.
Five.
Five. A month. Dial-up access.
Okay, there, buddy. What are you drinking over there, my friend?
I have problems over here.
We need a new beer sponsor, right? To slow down this beer intake?
Yeah. $19.95 a month, dial-up access.
What about
all new points of entry coming soon, including
where?
Monkey's Armpit, Arizona.
What about a server co-location that I keep hearing so much about?
Well, it means, and I called them about this.
Yes, we have the tape.
We have the tape, and it was specifically told to us by Bill, right?
William.
His name is Bill.
Yes, William.
William?
Yep.
Which means that they co-locate your server, find China, and jewelry into their safe deposit boxes in an offshore account in the Cayman Islands.
Interesting. What about QuickTime Streaming? Aren't you on there?
They handle QuickTime Streaming.
Yep.
But they won't stream porn.
Yes. Unless what?
Unless Boomer is starring in it.
With Boomer.
Smitty.
Boomer the cat with yes. Smitty.
And we wanted to thank them for the web space.
So if you're Joe Johnson, you need a web space or web host.
What if your name is Phil McCracken?
Anything. You just go to appleisp.com.
Hey, would you blow me?
Anything. It could be anything. You could be Steve Jobs.
Phil
you could go to appleisp.com.
Phil McCravis?
Yeah. You could get like really cool web space. Call Andy. Talk to Andy. He's not a rocket scientist.
No,
he's pretty smart.
Nah, he's not a rocket scientist.
No, we only have one rocket scientist advertiser on our staff.
Now, how many rocket scientists can we have on one show?
Two.
Two.
The rules state two. Andy.
So we got one. Now, if we get another one, we'll have two. But then
Andy's
if we
close.
Get...
Andy's pretty far up there.
he seems more like a brain surgeon.
He's up there though. He's pulled some stuff out of his butt that I never thought about.
I don't want to hear about your
time with Andy.
And William? William's pretty smart, too, actually. He's like the public relations guy, but he's pretty smart, too.
I think he is.
He parks cars for a living, I think.
Yeah. And yeah. he juggles.
Yeah, and he's pretty good at it. But he does all this Apple ISP stuff on the side time.
Mm-hmm.
He does MacTerrarium.com, too, I think.
I might actually go home with a decent buzz on.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Do you have any inside word that we have a visit from Bruce this week? Because I heard that he might be here, but I don't know, actually.
Well.
He's not here, is he?
He's here.
He is here, really?
Well, I have him here.
Is he? Hopefully he's nicer this week, because last time I heard him, he wasn't very nice.
Well, I told him I'm not talking to him.
Oh,
so I
told
him he can talk to you.
Good job, buddy.
Because we talked last week because he thought he was going to do this. He had this whole 4th of July thing going on. Bombs bursting in air. It was ridiculous. And I told him we're not going to do it. Andy said he does not want any kind of profanity.
Hey, people.
You're just going to have to talk to him.
If you don't like Bruce, all you got to do is fill out a little questionnaire on MacAndChatRadio.com.
Anyhow, he had this whole thing for 4th of July. It was very vulgar. Andy and William would have been very upset about this. So, So I told him that maybe next week if he's nicer. And he was just bitter. So I told him I'm not talking to him. I said, you're going to have to talk to him.
That's too bad.
So I got him on the phone if you want to talk to him.
I guess if you got him, if he's on hold, he's paying the dime, I guess. All
right, well, here he is.
Go ahead.
I'm going to switch over, right?
Hey, Brucey. Bruce, are you there, Bruce?
Hey, you two jerkleads over there in New York.
Hey, Bruce, how you doing?
My name is Bruce, and I'll be your host for another effing episode of Go F Yourself with Bruce.
Oh, Bruce, come on.
I told you.
That's not nice. I mean, Bruce, that is not nice. We have family listening to the show.
He was going to do another...
Go F Yourself with Bruce?
He was going to do another thing where he was going to...
If you are just tuning in, you can F off... Because I've been doing this for at least 15 shows now.
Great. Hey, Bruce, I have a question for you. I was wondering if you know anything about what's going to happen at the Macworld Expo.
If you have been too lazy to tune in, then you can also go F yourself.
Oh, Bruce, come on. That's just not right. You can't say that on this show.
If you think I'm rude, that's too bad.
Well, that's... We hire you
to... If you think I'm rude... That's hey you two jerkleads over there. Hey you two jerk.
Bruce, are you okay over there, or do you need some assistance doing Bruce the Bruce?
You can go F yourself.
Oh, Bruce, come on.
Go F yourself.
Bruce, please. What are you saying? What do you need to say here? We're hiring you to do rumors. We want to know what's happening at Macworld Expo.
F.
Bruce, do you have any insight before we cut you off? This is ridiculous. Every week. You do
if
this
you
great.
Want stupid Macintosh rumors, then you can go F yourself.
Oh, Bruce, come on. This is ridiculous. Bill, do we have to take this?
Can't
we get somebody else?
Because I'm not giving you any since Steve cracked down on that nonsense.
If you own
a fruit-flavored ebook, then you can go F yourself because I don't like them.
See, I told you he was angry.
What do you think about George Masters running the GeorgeMasters.com website?
So, on that note, take care and go F yourself.
Oh, Bruce, come on. This is wrong. Bruce,
do you have
anything to say for yourself that's relevant for this segment?
Go F yourself.
Oh, come on.
Go F yourself.
This is wrong. Bill, this is just you got to cut him off. Get him off the line. We've got to do something else for our weekly rumors. We'll call Mac Think Secret or something. This is ridiculous.
This presentation was brought to you by the fine folks and GoFYourself.com.
Oh, come on.
If you find this offensive, then go F yourself. I really don't care, since I have a mind of my own.
Okay, Bruce.
If I find out you don't like this, then I will turn off your life support systems just like my cousin Hal did on that damn spaceship a few years ago.
Oh, so he's related to Hal.
Goodbye. That
explains a little bit at least. This is wrong.
I don't understand what the deal... See? That's how it was. He's so angry about not being on last week.
All right, just cut him off. We have to move on.
He was going to do this whole rumor
thing. Leave me alone. Baldi.
Baldi? Who's Baldi? Is that from Perfect Strangers?
That goes for you too, skinny.
Hey! I'm not that skinny, damn it.
Leave me alone.
Dude. All right, we're moving on. We're dumping him. Dump him. Cut him off the line.
All
just
right,
get rid of him.
I'm
we
trying.
Have to move on to all you.
Dig. Dig.
Hey.
Dig. Dig.
All right, move dig. Him up. Cut dig. Him off. Bill.
Dig.
Cut him off.
I'm trying.
Cut him off.
All right.
Be done with
so
him.
We're going to move on.
Yes.
You want some?
Hey. Move him up. Cut him
you
off.
Want
I'm
some?
Trying.
Tell him to hang up.
I'm trying. It's just not working.
I'll kick your arse.
Come on. We have to move on to allyou.com.
All right.
I'll kick your arse.
They are the official shows.
I can't get him off.
Get him off. We have to move on to all
you. I am trying.
You're a hot steaming turd.
Okay. I'm turning him off. He's done. Allyou.com. Who are these guys, Bill? Stop with the trying to cut him off.
I'm trying.
He's done. Just get him off there. Who are these guys, these allyou.com renegades over there?
They are a screen printing, embroidery, and knitting.
Yes. Are they rebels, I hear?
No.
I'm wearing one of their shirts right now, as a matter of fact. I'm wearing the official Mac and Chat Radio t-shirt, which can be purchased through our website at macandchatradio.com. And I think this guy, Jim Holodeck, I don't know about him. Something about this guy.
Jimmy Holodeck.
Jim?
I heard he has a hard time with his email.
Yeah. Jim, you really need to get back to us, buddy. We really want to know. Is it something
now, we talked to the guys at Mac Trivia.
Yes. Oh, not those guys.
Well, yeah. Hey, did they get their site back up?
No. I have a statement from them.
No! We talked to the guys at Mac Trivia, and they said this here.
I want my $2!
As we both take a drink.
I don't think we can both drink beer at the same time.
No. No, seriously, allyou.com. Hey, Jim, if you're listening, we really want you to just send us an email. And, if it's something we said.
You know what's funny?
If it's something we did.
Now, I haven't said this in a while, but I have a copy of Stuff It.
Yes.
4.0.
Yes.
And when I open it up, it says, registered to Jim Holodeck.
Yes.
All you. Isn't that strange?
That's very strange.
Because what happened was that way back when I was doing t-shirts in college.
Uh-huh.
And we only had floppies in. Well,
you were saying? Something about stolen software?
I don't know what what was that?
I don't know. What were you saying?
Nothing at all. Nothing. But we were doing t-shirts in college, and all we had was floppies.
Uh-huh.
And I went to Jim's place, and we had a problem. And I couldn't fit them all on the floppies. So Jim gave me a...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Jim gave me a copy of Stuff It.
Do you have something to say to Norton, Dr. Norton over here who's checking my disc yet again for problems while I'm trying to record the show, Mr. Norton? Mr. Symantec? Can
Semantics?
You please tell him to stop checking the friggin' drive every 3 minutes? Jesus. All right, well, I'm sorry. What were you saying? I can't turn you up because then I got to turn the music up. And we can't hear ourselves. And we just can't hear ourselves. Thank you. So anyway, what's this allyou.com? Seriously. Tell your story about how you were in a Porsche and you had to leave there and the handcuffs.
So
and the jelly.
We went there to get the t-shirts done and and the pollen count is very high here in the Northeast these days. And we went there to allyou way back when and we couldn't get anything. And Jim gave us a copy of his Stuff It. It was version 2.
I think the cat wants to get out. That was my 6100 machine, actually. So, I'm sorry. You were saying...
So, anyhow, every version that I've upgraded since then keeps saying, Jim Holodeck, all you.
Okay. So, what does that have to do with the commercial here? I just want to just chime in and
Jim,
ask that.
I'm giving you back your Stuff It.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
I don't need it anymore.
So what about these guys? They do t-shirts and things like that? They have a brand buster section. You can actually buy shirts right off their site?
And even though we've given away all the t-shirts except for 40.
A handful for Macworld.
50, 60, 100.
Don't forget Macworld.
A couple for Macworld.
If you're at Macworld, didn't we have a contest? If you're at Macworld, you got to go up to Bill with the big cowboy hat and do what?
I think right on your breasts.
That's what it was. If you're a female and you happen to see Bill with his big cowboy hat, right on your breasts, Mac and Chat Radio or something, wasn't it? I don't remember. Something like, just write anything on your breasts. Show Bill.
Show me your breasts.
You'll get a free t-shirt. They're really nice t-shirts. AllU.com.
They're really nice breasts, too.
They took care of these t-shirts for us. They're really cool.
Remember, I'm going to be there next week, and we will not have a show.
No show. I'll be on vacation as well. If you're in Wildwood.
We did demographics for the show, and found out there was one girl who listened to the show.
Yes, and it's my girlfriend. And she will be with me at Wildwood. So if you'd like to meet the lovely Julie Mantica or the illustrious Mark H. Delves, please visit Wildwood. Yeah. And send me an email. I'll probably be checking it. So that's pretty cool. So, Jim Holodeck, if you're listening, please contact us. We'd like to see, if you hate us or what the deal is. And, hey, Billy, I think it's time for that old skit number 15.
That's right.
Yo, what's up? This is G-Love coming at you live out here from California, even though I'm Philly born and bred. And I got my man Jack Johnson in
this
the studio.
This doesn't sound
today.
Very silly to me.
Just got out of surf. My man
it's
Jack,
funny.
Tell him what time it is.
Sweeping the floors, open up the doors, yeah, turn on the lights, getting ready for the night. Nobody's romantic cause it's too early for dancing.
All right, anyway, hey, Bill, you're up first. I don't know what you're doing over there.
What?
What if people
want... I have no silly songs.
Hey, what if people want to contact us? What do they do?
They jump out of a cliff.
Do I have to do this whole exit theme? Do I have to do the whole entire exit theme myself? We already did that today. I got to give you my song library.
I don't have any silly
six
songs.
Or seven songs I have, and they're all legal.
If you would like to make an attempt,
a mere
at contacting the Mac and Tack or Baby Shannon Nemo,
what would Andy say about that? Come on.
He would say you're promoting, Middle East attacks upon the Muslims. Who knows?
Keep that
Andy
in mind.
Is against everything.
Keep that in mind.
If you would like to make an attempt at contacting the Mac and Chat Radio Network, please feel free to do so via the following ways.
One.
Number one, email either Mark or Pedro or Bill at MacandChatRadio.com.
Two.
Call our toll-free hotline, which is 1-800-SCOOT-RULE.
Three.
Number three, visit our website and use our very own message board system.
Four.
Devised by Boomer.com. And number four, visit our opening at the Apple Store in Monkey's Eyebrow, Arizona, where we will be performing the custodial arts from 12 to 3:30.2 p.m.
And I would like to take this time to thank the awesome set of sponsors, including AppleISP.com, which provides the excellent web space and QuickTime streaming. Also, Ramjet.com for stuffing our faces full of RAM and marshmallows. I'd like to also thank GriffinTechnology.com for the fine audio gear that can make a PowerBook do just about anything, including have sex with Bill. AllU.com Sportswear, who doesn't return our phone calls, but they did provide us with the t-shirts we will be giving away at Macworld.com. Ooh, look at that, Macworld.com. Anyway, whatever.
What the hell was that?
MacAquarium.com, which provided us with the lovely Mac Aquarium system for our studio. And who's our new sponsor there, Billy Boy?
It is FireWire Depot, which is
FWDepot.com. Yes.
Home of all things FireWire and all things Depot.
Yes.
Something like that.
Those guys rule. Go over at FW Depot.
And he's a rocket scientist, so if you have any questions
Jeff.
About the Crab Nebula and magnetic resonance imaging,
I want everybody out
the
there to tell
space continuum.
Tell Jeff that Smitty sent you. That's the code word. And
yep.
maybe you'll get
and
good
things.
And
he will give you nothing because he...
Smitty sent you to Jeff at FWDepot.com. Thanks always to the lovely Julie Mantica for donating her sexy voice and undying devotion and spirit for our transition. Sorry, Bill, I had to take your little comment out. Thanks to the lovely Smitty
That's because
for
you're a sissy.
Letting us use this studio space and this Sax Flex machine. And thanks to our two fans, Jason Haynes and George Masters, for still listening to this swill. George Masters, we love you. We love everything about you. And Bill, what would you like to say legally about this show?
The Mac and Chat Radio Hour is copyright of the Mac and Chat Radio Network. And of course, all rights are reserved. No part of the show should be rebroadcast or retransmitted without the express written consent of John Scully, who is still bitter for bringing the company down and getting the boot. And until next week, which is show 19...
We're going to skip a week. Don't forget.
Next week... We won't be here.
If you're going to be at Macworld, find Bill, throw things
find
at him.
Find me at Macworld. And if you're going to be in Macworld and you want to meet me, you want to hang out, you want to buy me beers, lots and lots of beers, contact me at bill@macachatradio.com. I will be down there and I will meet you and I will be there.
I got one more thing. I have one more mock contest I have. If anybody out there wants to go to the information booth and actually have Bill Soucy paged, I will donate the entire show to them, show number 19. It will be the fill-in-your-blank Mac and Chat radio show, if you have the balls, to have Bill Soucy paged at Macworld. Not only will you win a t-shirt, a free CD, and Bill's underwear, but you will also have the opportunity to have show number 19 dedicated to you.
You.
So, if anybody has balls to do that, have Bill Soucy paged.
It's you and only you.
At Macworld. And we're going to have video there. You'll be on our video if you show up. So talk to Bill. If you're in Wildwood, New Jersey, come see me. I'll be at the Seagull Motel. And I can't talk much more about that because it's very sexual. So keep planting your feet in the face and keep reaching for the wall.
I think you know what the problem is just as well as I do.
Baby, wrap it up, I'll take it, wrap it up, I'll take it, wrap it up, I'll take it.
Are you done?
Wrap it up.
No. Will you please go home now?
Here.
Start the game already.
I got baby sound.
Hey everybody, I'm looking at porn in here!
What's your problem?
Oh, you should do something better.
Cool! I'm swollen, and I can't get up!
I just love your sexy way.
That's it, I'm out of here.